Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Remember at the beginning when every podcast we did, we were drunk?
I literally was going to text you guys about this earlier.
I'm so sober.
Because how funny was it that in our first podcast, we were so wasted, we lost the footage? How funny is that? Like, no, this is like a job.
We actually lost the footage.
Yeah, we fully lost it because Lena was wasted and we were just tipsy.
Hello and welcome to Banging Book Club, the fortnightly podcast where we read a book about sex or gender every month.
And talk about it.
That's very important.
We don't just read the book and then, all right, did we all read it? Yep, all right, good day.
That would be a really funny podcast. If we read the book, we don't talk anything about
that's what I imagine meditation podcasts to be like. Just silence. I'm Lena Norms.
I'm Lucy Moon.
And I'm Hannah Witten.
And this month we read Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe by Benjamin Alir Sines. This book is a kind of YA book, would we say?
Mm-hmm.
Consensus,
YA.
Ladies. Yeah. About two boys growing up in a city that is on the border, or is in the US, but it's very, very near Mexico.
It's in Texas.
It's El Paso, right?
That's what
it's called.
It's in Texas.
Isn't that really near Mexico?
Yeah, it's on the border of Mexico and Texas.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. As I was reading this, I was like, where is it they live? And I googled it and I was like, oh, it's on the border of Mexico and Texas. There we go.
It's effectively a coming of age story,
yeah.
Is it not?
Yes.
About two boys, Aristotle and Dante, and their families.
And their friendship. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
If you want to know more, you should have read the book, is what we're saying.
Yeah. We're assuming that everyone that listens to this podcast has either read the book or doesn't mind spoilers.
They have to, I think, actively love spoilers.
Yeah.
Relish in spoilers.
So, first off, I think we should do a sound review, a time-honoured tradition of Banging Book Club. Hannah, would you like to go first?
Aww.
I thought you were just saying that because I let you go first. I was like, well, it is very unusual for me not to push in front.
No, there we go. That was my sound review.
Do you know what? I actually haven't thought of a sound review. I have no sound review right now. So, Lena, you go first.
Okay.
And I'll try and think of something.
That was all air.
I think my sound review is...
Ooh, interesting.
Oh.
That's me being impatient for when they eventually hook up.
Oh,
sure.
Sexual frustration.
It, yeah. Like, I will this to me is, I think, the first instance that I've found of, like, the classic rom-com formula, but without straight people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every... like gay story that I've seen in like media, like TV, films, books, whatever, there's like, so they've like made it different because it's gay, rather than just like taking a classic love story and it just happens to be like people of the same gender. And this, yeah, you're right, I had that feeling and I was like the feeling that I get in every rom-com, I'm like, oh my god, when are they just gonna get together?
It's so obvious that they're destined.
Yeah. Especially in books.
Yeah.
Like, I want to meet
spend so much
at
time
the beginning.
With them.
Yeah, I want to meet at the beginning. I want to read A Great Kiss. Like,
do you think also...
Holy fuck, can we just... That kiss at the end?
Oh.
I was just like, it was such a good kiss.
It was lovely.
Oh.
It was lovely.
When are they going to make this into a film? Because I feel like it's really cinematic.
Yes,
oh my God.
I totally agree.
This would be like as big as like The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes. It would be better than The Fault in Our Stars.
It's so much better than The Fault in Our Stars. No, but it'd be, I mean like the size of it and like the, do you know,
I'll happily go on record for saying it's better than most YA I've ever read. I discovered this book because of the cover. You guys don't like the cover either.
No. I will never
Whatever.
Understand that.
I picked
Did
it up
have these buttons
the
on it as well?
Yeah, it's
got
won a lot of
it's won a bunch of awards.
Stonewall.
Yeah, that's the only one I can read.
It's very well acclaimed. And I read this really late at night and all in one go. Like, I literally felt like it was like I was gulping it down and I couldn't stop.
It is very quick. because of the like the chapters are just like.
You know what you were saying about how you read this book? Well, I read a physical copy first of all, and also I got tonsillitis, so did read it in about a day and a half because all I wanted to do is be in bed, and it was like there was a point where I had to go to a gig. And I was, like, ill as fuck.
Yeah.
And I had to go to this gig. But I spent all afternoon reading it. And I was like, to be honest, I would rather stay in and read Aristotle Dante than go to my gig. And that's when you know it's a good book. Like, it's so turny.
Hanging out with the guy that I'm dating. And usually I'm, like, drunk on feelings and, like, oh. And I started reading this book. And I was like, look, I mean, he was going to the shop. And I was like, I'll stay here and read. Yeah. I was literally like, no, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I think it's, yeah, it really transports you, I think.
And just, like, the way... I think the structure in itself makes it really page-turning.
I wasn't expecting the timeline of the book to last so long. When I first started this book, I was like, oh, this whole book is going to take place over one summer. But it doesn't. It takes place over, like, that one summer, a whole year, and then another summer.
Yeah, because that's something that I think is kind of frustrating about a lot of YA, is that it happens in a real, really small amount of time.
Yeah.
And, like, the character goes through a huge change within, like, a month. And it's almost like it's really reductive.
That is teenage, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, think about your romances or unrequited romances as a teenager.
Yeah, I had an eight-day relationship when I was in school.
Oh, I love that. I had both of my school relationships.
Took a drink on Tuesday. Yeah.
By Saturday we've broken up.
Yeah. You chilled on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no, my two relationships during school were a month each. When I was 15. Yeah.
But nobody wanted to
formative years.
Go fast, don't they, when you're that young and you feel like you're heartbroken and then you're da 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 and you're wrenched out.
But what Ari and Dante have is real.
Did you read it in physical as well?
Yeah,
physical book. I read it on Kindle and I was sitting there like on the tube thinking that people must think I'm playing Best Fiends or something because I was like ding 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 like flicking through the pages like come on.
Yeah.
So my first reading group question, because you know how I like a reading group question that I have on my phone, is what is the difference between Ari and Dante and which are you in a relationship?
Oh, I'm Dante.
Like, I am 100%.
We're everything I'm there. It's like, are you a type 7? Yes. Are you a Hufflepuff? Yes.
Are you an EFPJ? What are we?
ENFP.
Yeah, I'm an ENFP / J.
Yeah. Are you Ari or Dante?
So, interestingly...
Team Ari, Team Dante.
My inner relationship, I am Dante. Mm-hmm. But my internal monologue, you know how we always talk about how which YA books that we read in this are like our internal narrative? I am Ari.
So I found one.
Well, I'm kind of Ari, but like that kind of, I was
but without the crisis of masculinity.
yeah. But like that kind of like really down on himself all the time, that was me as a teenager. But also there's a maturity to him, I think. I don't know. It doesn't feel like wisdom. Dumb. It doesn't feel like... Like,
yeah, he's got like 15-year-old old man wisdom.
And that's what I always say about you. I'm like, Lucy is old, but also because
I was
like,
an idiot. Yeah, old. I don't know. I was an idiot as a teenager, but and I was very like self-hatey. But I was also like, I don't know, like really like I didn't just talk about boys and clothes. I wasn't Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, you know. But then again, I wasn't Catelyn Moran, where it's like, how does sex work? Like, I wasn't thinking that at all when I was that age.
And you're not jaunting into rooms all elbows like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
I think Ari's really different because of, like, he doesn't have that desire to be popular. Mm. Like, he does know himself, but he also, like, his whole crisis is about not knowing himself.
Yeah.
But he knows himself well enough to know what he doesn't care about, but he just doesn't know what he does care about. Does that, like, make sense? He's like, these are all the things that I stand against, but I still haven't figured out what I stand for.
I love the dynamic of him that likes to fight. Because that's so different to me. That's so different to me. But it shows I don't know if this is convoluted in some way, but that made him cool to me. I was like, he stands up for
shit. He's like a silent warrior. So, only when it's really important, he'll be like...
He's the cat in 10 Things I Hate About You. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He doesn't... I don't think, to me, that made him seem cool. To me, that made him seem human.
Mm.
Like, sometimes you just want to punch people. And sometimes, if you're Ari, you act on it.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got all this pent-up rage and you... Like, you know, he's someone that doesn't like to talk about his feelings, but has a lot of them.
But there's always those things in... Like, all YA... I was saying to Rosianna earlier about this. I feel like all YA is like, I am a bookish person who wants to write when I'm older. I am
introverted
and outcast in school, and people have bullied me for many years. Whereas this was not that at all. Yeah.
No, because Ari's not bullied because he's good at fighting.
Exactly.
Even though he like likes the solitude life and doesn't have many friends, he's not bullied in school. People like don't like, and people want to be friends with him. Like you see, like when he's at school and stuff, like these two like girls who aren't weird and nerdy or introverted, they're like cool girls who have friends.
Yeah. Like, and they're also befriending him on a really like platonic level.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I was like, oh,
like no vibes at all. Like, and neither of them fancying him and like and all of that kind of stuff.
And it's not painted like, as his saviours either, or like as golden girls. Like, they were not portrayed nicely.
They were just
there. Was like, can you drive, I'm going to drive into the desert, can you drive me back after I've chugged six beers?
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. That's real friendship. They don't get drunk, they just watch him.
They were just there. And they were like, yeah, we'll look after you, mate.
I wish they'd develop that friendship a bit more, actually.
Yeah, it was only in the second half of the book, I guess.
Yeah, and even then, for a long time, he hated them.
Yeah.
And only slowly.
Yeah, he just, like, resented them, like, paying him any attention. And he was like, oh, actually, this is friendship, I guess.
I watch a lot of School of Life videos. And I did not know. Every time. Anyway, so it's these things about the two personalities. It's like, and it's also in philosophy of, like, the classical and the romantic. And, like, so they equally split into the classical and the romantic.
Because
like,
Aristotle and Dante.
Yeah. I think they both stand for that. So, like, Dante is all about emotions and impulse, and he's obviously the one to discover his sexuality and accept it faster, because his focus is authenticity and feelings and, like, going and intuition.
Yeah, so and he then, like, realized, like, that he was gay.
Yeah,
whereas
earlier.
Ari is a lot more about classical kind of theology of, like, this is what I know and this is what I don't know and here's how I've categorised it, and I just like to measure things.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to disrupt the status quo, and like, yeah, I don't know, that's the way I saw it, was like, oh, they're like the two philosophies but in teenage boys. But then I would like that at the end he's kind of like, oh, I always thought that I was really different to Dante, and I think that he like looks at Dante like, oh, he's so weird and different, I really like him because he's different. And then at the end he's like, I think I'm really like Dante. I thought it was like my dad, but I think I'm more like Dante. That made me cry a little.
There was a lot of throughout the book of just because we should mention throughout the book you're in Ari's head, like the whole thing is narrated by Aristotle, and I just love that you get just all of these different waves of emotion from him. Like at the beginning when he's first meeting Dante, he's just like, I like Dante, like he's interesting, he's so weird and he's funny and we like laughing together, and then like halfway through he just like, I hate him, I hate Dante, like hates like, and he hates everyone at that point, to be honest. And it's just like, I don't know, it's really interesting, and especially like the dynamic of their friendship, like a lot of the time it actually being quite one-sided. Like did you ever think at some points being like, god, if I was Dante I would put up with this shit?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was 100%. Like clearly he must have a crush on Ari because there's no other
way you would put up with that unless you fancied them.
I know. Luckily it saved his life, so that's good. One thing I thought was really interesting is the first time I read the book, and this is my prejudices, I always pictured Dante being shorter than Ari, and then when I read it a second time I realized that they mentioned twice that like Dante is taller than Ari, and I think Ari's more filled out because he goes to the gym and like.
I picture them as the same height, but Ari is physically bigger because he's been, because they kind of grew at the same time because they're both teenagers, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of like Ari is lifting weights a lot, and there's a lot of people who haven't seen him for a while and like, oh, you've gotten bigger.
Yeah,
like muscle.
I like bigger, that that kind of comment is like recognized in this book. It's very accurate to a teenage experience. Yeah. I think in so many ways.
Yeah. Do you want my second question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time. How do labels and words affect them? So what I think is that like labeling is a really important part of their world. So whether they're Mexican or not.
Yeah.
And they've got this obsession with the word poncho, which means like you're pretending to be a Mexican, but you're not really. Which I thought was really interesting because they both have the same heritage.
Yeah.
But I think Ari perceives Dante. Is it the other way around?
No, Dante sees Ari as more Ari. Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all about
actions.
Kind of
wishes he was more Mexican. There's a resentment there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think there's a lot of crossover in the race stuff with class. Because So both Ari and Dante were both born and raised in the USA, mm-hmm. but and both of their parents are fully Mexican. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure if they're second or third generation, but like both of that. So that basically means that they're like they're Mexican, but they would like they're American kids as well. And the class intersection here is because I think that because Dante's parents went to university, both met at university. One is a therapist, one is a professor. His life is more middle class, mm-hmm. and therefore, in Dante's eyes, he doesn't feel Mexican enough because he's not working class enough.
But then,
that's a quote to back this up.
Oh, really? And this is my theory about it, anyway. Because then Ari's family is more working class.
But doesn't Ari's mum say that she met her husband at uni as well when she was training to be a teacher? And he was training for something. I could be wrong about
I'm
that.
I'm not sure.
But I think when she heard that they met at uni, she was like, oh, we met at uni. And then Ari has this moment of, I really don't know anything about this family.
Yeah, maybe. But
I
then
could
there's
be
also,
wrong.
I think.
You're right. Yeah. There's something about class, maybe. Or like, maybe the.
Because his dad was a soldier and now he's a milkman?
A postman.
Postman.
I think.
And his mum's a teacher. And his dad and his brother's in prison.
Yeah.
Which is just like a whole thing that.
That is a huge theme.
Just
in the
through
book.
The whole thing.
Okay, go on, Lena's got
okay. Ari's like talking about maybe he'll get a job, but maybe he won't. And then he's like, oh no, maybe I won't. And his mum says, you're in high school, Ari. You're not looking for a profession. You're looking for a way to earn some money. You're in transition. And he says, in transition, what kind of Mexican mother are you? Because she's supposed to be pushing him to like. And she's like, I'm an educated woman. That doesn't un-Mexicanize me, Ari. And they were like, I don't know. That's
yes,
it's interesting.
But does she meet Ari's dad at uni?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know how they meet.
Maybe in school. I don't know. But, yeah.
But I also thought it was interesting that, like, Ari is, like, so, like, a lot of their relationship, like, with Ari and his dad is about silence and not saying things and not verbalising things. And Dante comes into his life and gives him words. Like, he literally physically gives him books. And it's like,
yeah,
here are some pictures.
So
and, like, I'm going to write you letters, even though you can't write me letters back. And he's literally like, words, words, labels, words, things.
And healthy examples of communication with parents. Mm.
Oh, but yeah, then, Dante's parents is just so
I
sweet.
Love every yeah. character in this book.
Me too!
Yes. I love every... That's a sign as well, like, just so you all know, and for future reference, if I don't empathise with many of the characters in the book, I won't like it. Like,
yeah,
I like a complicated character with good in it.
That's why we
like,
all hate Lolita for different reasons. But like, there was nobody.
Yeah, no, I need to like quite a few people, and then I'm good.
It was kind of like, what book did we read where all of the characters were brilliant? Is it Nina?
Nina is not okay with
me. Yeah,
yeah.
Might have been.
Where, like,
Trish's mum particularly sticks out.
Yeah, yeah.
Me.
Really?
There's
a lot of, like, all of the side characters were also really fleshed out. And I think in this book as well, like, each of the parents were really well done. And, like, Ari and Dante, even though it's only from Ari's point of view. And then, like, the friends at school.
Also, did you find that this is on this note of like fleshing out characters, you really got their personality because so much of it was dialogue.
Yes.
I was when I was first reading it, I was like, why isn't this was meant to be a TV show. This wasn't meant to
be.
Are we reading
meant to be
a screenplay?
Book. Yeah, it feels like a screenplay in some areas because it's just so dialogue heavy and also almost like stage direction heavy in terms of like
and
da-da-da kiss da-da-da on the cheek and
that's true.
Some of it's really lit. But you get a look, Ari's insight in it as well.
Yeah.
Like, into a lot
what
of those
What I liked
actions.
Was it was from one person's perspective, but it didn't really feel like that. And I actually didn't really notice till halfway the book. I was like, oh, yeah, we haven't heard from Dante. Are we going to hear from Dante? Probably not.
I really see.
Because we've heard so much from Dante through Ari.
Because of all of the narration about Ari's feelings about his brother, I felt it was very much from Ari's perspective.
Yeah,
like that definitely drove it from my perspective.
I also think that it was great as a YA because it doesn't assume that the only person that a teenager is interested in is the person that's their age.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it still brings in these other characters and gives it, like... And I think also because we've just realised that he's, like, in his 60s, isn't he?
The author. Yeah. Well, we don't know how old he was when he wrote this, but he's an old man.
Yeah.
He's written a lot of books.
He looks like somebody I want to have a scotch with.
Yeah. Also, I love the fact there's two families, and the relationships are really healthy, or like turn into really healthy relationships. Like, there's good foundations there. They have trouble, but they pull through it. It's not like so much of what I read when I was younger was like, broken home, terribly yeah. broken home. Oh,
yeah, yeah, I think you've got a really supportive family. All
a really
like,
shit family.
I also yeah, love that Ari's parents and Dante's parents like become friends. Like they oh, become yeah, friends with
and
each
they're
other.
Like, I think they our parents are going bowling together soon.
Okay, but that's like me and my mates because our yeah. parents are all friends. We're like, I think our dads are hanging out tonight. And it's like, yeah. we should send them a picture of us hanging out onto oh, our dads, so cool. and then they send us a picture back of them hanging out.
That's so cute. Yeah.
What yeah. did you think of the treatment of their sexuality in it?
I thought they. It's interesting because they never once used the word like sexuality. Yeah. They never used
of all the
labeling
they do. They don't go
queer,
oh, I think
homosexual. I think the most explicit that it is. Talking about how Dante wants to kiss boys.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Oh no, that wasn't there a bit at the end where...
Oh, then they do the whole... Mom. The whole like being in love with each other thing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you're in love with Dante.
I absolutely love the fact that their parents knew that they were in love before they did. Like, I think it's because you love Dante. And he's like, just cries.
I reckon it's a really accurate representation of what it's like to struggle with identity when it comes to orientation. But I can't comment personally because I have no fucking idea yeah. what it's like. So yeah. when you're like, how do you feel about it? I'm like, I feel like I've watched a love story that I assume is quite accurate, but I have no idea.
I just like, think it's so beautiful. One thing that kind of interested me was because there was no mention and there were no other gay characters in it or that we know of.
The aunt.
Mm. Oh, the aunt who yes. has a lesbian relationship. Yeah. Oh yeah, but then it's like never mentioned. It's like
yeah,
like,
there's all these characters in Ari's like family that are like absent, and one of them is the auntie.
You're so right. There's so many absent characters.
Yeah, but you feel them. Like his brother yeah. is there throughout yeah. it. But yeah, the auntie isn't spoken about, and Ari feels bad because he kind of forgets about her. But a long time ago, he spent a summer with her. And they realise it's because his brother was in the process of being convicted to go to prison. And turns out the reason they don't really speak about her is because she's proper gay.
How great is it they even made the brother character a bit likeable, because they were like, he loved you so much, Ari. Like, he didn't want you there. Like, he didn't want you to see it. He was so upset that he had to leave you. Like, they still made him human.
But then, like, you find out at the end that he killed somebody who was...
with his bare hands, two people.
Yeah, one of them was because they were transgender. Yeah.
Which is really like...
And then someone else in prison, wasn't it? So it's like...
Yeah.
He's like a very bad seed.
He's who Ari is effectively beating up when somebody beats up Dante.
Yeah.
That's the same... That's Ari's reaction is to... like his anger,
yeah.
But he just has no idea that his brother actually did the same thing.
Ari didn't beat up Dante.
No, yeah. Ari beat up the people who beat up Dante.
Yeah.
But then, this is also a very dramatic book for people who haven't read it. Like so much.
That's like a near death experience. Oh yeah, should we talk about how Ari saves Dante's life and then he doesn't want to talk about it?
They're like, we don't. The event of which we do not speak.
Yeah, there are rules, and we don't speak about how I saved.
There's
your
a lot
life.
Of embarrassment in the book as well. Like they're very embarrassed, but then like. Oh, also, like, I love the idea that, like, when they're in the city, they're really, like, inhibited and stuff. And then whenever they go to the desert, that's when they let loose or, like, get yeah. naked or, like...
Oh, my God, yes, they're naked!
When they get naked, it's so innocent. They just keep their trainers on because Dante doesn't like trainers because they don't make him feel good.
So weird, isn't it?
Tennis shoes.
It's great, though. Don't get me wrong. When I say something's weird, I am kind of in approval.
I loved that scene.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh, please don't make them kiss at this scene. Like, that would be weird.
Yeah.
And then they didn't. They just, like, got naked, danced in the rain, and then...
They were stoned as well, weren't they?
Yeah,
stoned and naked and dancing. I like how... Yeah. That's, like, also there were no, like, really relieved that there's no, like, substance abuse problems in this one. Like...
Yeah, but there was also nothing preachy about it. It was, like, a bit naughty for them to try it, but it wasn't, like...
Because they're like, Mum, I'm 15, died. Obviously I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah.
Also, that's not your first beer, is it, Ari? No.
Did you feel him not physically, but did you feel him mature in... I love the way I personally felt him mature from 15 to 17 or 16. Is it 16, 17?
His birthday was in August, so you kind of see him go from 15 to 16 and then 16, 17. Yeah,
yeah, I really feel like you really feel him mature in it, which is really cool. Yeah, because as a 15-year-old, I was like, you're a prick.
Yeah, but
not even that.
There.
I think it's also the fact that a lot of his issues and the reason why he was kind of like kind of not very nice to a lot of the people around him was because he's mad about the fact he doesn't know his brother.
He's suppressing loads of anger.
And then once his family starts opening up, Ari becomes much more gentle and much more like opening and understanding of his parents and like everything. Mm. And it's interesting.
So much crying in this book. Mm. Everyone's always crying.
Everyone's crying. There's a lot of crying.
Sorry, go on.
Dante cries a lot.
Yeah, but even Ari cries a shit ton.
For a male teenage character.
For a repressed character. I do not know how anyone is capable of crying that much.
I thought it was, like, very weirdly, like, mature. I don't... He might not have had mature motives behind it. But, like, I think it was very mature of Ari when he found the envelope in his mum's drawer that's had Bernardo, like his brother's name on it, which is clearly like, oh, this is all the information about my brother that I don't know, and he doesn't like open it or confront his mum about it. He then waits, like doesn't do anything until his mum is then ready to be like, oh, here you go.
He has a lot of respect for his parents. They both do, and I like that, because I feel like, again, teenagers are always portrayed as like, I have no respect for my parents, fuck my parents. It's like, no, some people do, like.
And he calls, like, Ari insists on calling Dante's parents, like, by Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Is it Quintanilla?
Quintano.
Yeah, Quintana, I think.
Something like that.
I thought that was really adorable. And also, so, like, I think my favourite character is Ari's dad. Because, like...
Doesn't get much airtime.
No. He doesn't give himself much airtime. Yeah. But, like, all of his stuff about the war and then this motif of having dreams as well, which I think is, like...
I really like
correct me if I'm wrong, but quite a Mexican idea of, like stuff happening in people's dreams and it being prophetic.
I don't know. Even then, like, loads of people think that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's kind of... Like, I thought that was kind of...
Because that's the one thing, like, before Ari's dad, like... kind of starts opening up to him towards the end of the book. That's the one thing that they could talk about, or the only moment where Ari's dad like showed any care about Ari, which is like, oh, are you dreaming? Like, how did you have dreams again?
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Something they connect
and then he's just like, oh yeah, I have dreams too.
There's something so intimate about this book, like, and when we first discover that the dad has dreams as well, it's because Ari's got whatever, he's got the fever, he's crying, screaming in his sleep.
His dad's holding him
like
they're really like physical families, they're really tender,
yeah, crying and holding,
I forgot about the fever
and being close with like other families, like Dante's family. Like there's something really intimate about this book that's not romantic.
I have a question. You know how we were saying that, like, oh, the only reason why Dante, like, puts up with Ari's shit is because he fancies him. Yeah. And then, like, you know, he disappears for 9 months and they have a long-distance friendship where, like, Ari sends him 2 letters over 9 months and then... And Dante's sending... And this
sends him 2 a week.
The book is set in the 1980s as well, so they're not texting. Like, they just have letters. That's all they are doing. Mm. I want to know... What do we think Dante saw in Ari to begin with, and why does Dante fancy Ari?
Like the mind works in mysterious ways.
Like,
you're never going to know why you fancy people.
Oh, I made it.
Do you reckon it was like the mysterious man kind of?
Just probably, it just felt an attraction towards him.
Yeah,
I mean, can you explain why you fancy people? Like, I can't really ever.
I think I'm quite flighty, and I've been listening to loads of Enneagram podcasts, by the way, just to prove that it's becoming a problem. Anyway, so very type 7 in that I'm like really flighty and like run about all the place. I'm really excited because of being a 7. I think I'm really attracted to people who are quite grounded and like have a different vibe to them. That's quite
so. Ari is a 7,
like that's got a lot of gravity.
Yeah. No, Dante's a 7.
Dante's a 7. Ari's a one of the ones that's a lot more like, this is what I don't like, this is what I like.
6.
Yeah.
Yeah, loyal.
The loyalist.
Mm. Yeah. He's probably really hot as well. We don't know because it's told from his perspective.
Oh, but if people keep telling him he's hot.
Yeah. That's true.
And he's not really, he doesn't really think of himself in a high way with high
esteem. That's also hot, though.
Probably hot.
What do we think of the fact that, so you know, one of the kind of like, subplots that's like woven throughout, and especially because Ari's brother is in prison, the whole like not wanting your Mexican kid to like get into gangs,
god, yeah.
And then there's that girl in school a couple of years above Ari who fancies and like wants to kiss and like has this weird fascination with, and then they like start hanging out, and then suddenly she disappears and he finds out it's because she got pregnant by her gang boyfriend and then, like, had to drop out of school. Like, that's just, like, in there.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, no, I'd love to date you, but I can't because my boyfriend's in a gang and he'll kill me if I leave him.
Yeah.
It's, like, so casually, and you're like, what?
It's just
what?
Like, this is my reality.
But that is, like, what's the word? Like, a subplot. Subplot isn't what I mean, but, like, an element of lots of people's lives when they go to school in cities and stuff. And I didn't realise this until I moved to London. I met more people because my worldview was obviously like white town, middle class. Like, you don't really know anyone who isn't middle class. But that's... I didn't realise how normal that was. Yeah, really odd to me, but really.
And it's weird as well. It's got, like, a Rapunzel kind of, like, element to it. I'm just a bit like, and there was this beautiful woman that he couldn't touch or, like... be with, and she was locked in a tower of patriarchy and he couldn't get to her
because of the gangs.
Yeah, but it's okay because Dante's hotter.
But it's interesting, it's not explored, and also it's not implied.
But I think it's like purposefully not explored because I reckon it's so normal for that to happen. Like, I reckon, you know, for in the context of their lives and the world that they live in, it's like, oh yeah, like every year there's a girl that drops out of school because of her gang boyfriend and she gets pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I bet like, it's like, oh, like, who's it going to be this time? Like, do you know what I mean? And so, and because they just like mention it. Oh yeah, she dropped out of school because of this. And they don't mention it of like, let's get her back. It's not that. It's just like, meh.
It's like how it would have been mentioned in Angus Young's A Perfect Snogging about the chavs. I'm saying this in inverted commas, by the way. But like, you know how a mum in that kind of environment would be like, oh, don't, you know, oh, that looks really chavvy on you. Or like, and then that one girl gets pregnant and drops out of school and it's like, she gets labelled and stigmatised in some way. But I don't know, like a class, effectively a class thing and a crime thing. All this is in inverted commas.
Yeah.
But that was a big... I don't know. That would be something that an American might read in an English YA and be like, what does that really mean in this context?
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that Ari has this instinct, like this... Like, he's good at fighting. Where did he learn that? We don't know.
Yeah. His brother's good at fighting. He could kill people.
That's true. When did his brother
I assume
leave?
It's just a natural really a natural
when Ari was no fear. 4?
Because
so the age difference.
Yeah, don't think you don't know how to fight.
Genetics,
you just punch people.
Like, you just find out.
No one learns.
I don't know if it's become evident at this point, but I've never been in a fight.
Yeah. I think you just do it. At some point you figure out how strong you are.
Yeah. And how threatening you can be.
Also, it is mentioned that Ari, like, got into fights at school, and so that's why no one bothers him or bullies him. So because he kept to himself and he's quite a lonely kid, I bet people tried to bully him at first.
Yeah.
And then when they realised they couldn't bully him because he would, like, fight back, they're like, okay, you're cool, we caught you. Don't punch us.
Something else worth mentioning, briefly, it's kind of, we've kind of said this already without saying it, book doesn't resort to any stereotypes.
Yeah,
I really
I think
like,
it's very aware
about,
of them.
About gay men or bisexual men.
There's an amazing line where he talks about, like, Dante's talking about being Mexican And then Ari's like, ooh, kissing boys, is that very Mexican? And then Dante's like, I don't think kissing boys is invented by Americans.
Yeah.
Ari.
I liked that quote a lot.
Like, idea of it.
Yeah. That's interesting you said bisexual as well, because I was thinking, like, is Ari bi? Or, like, would we, like, label him as bi?
I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
He seems to have attraction, whereas Dante doesn't really have attraction to women.
Yeah.
Or, like, a curiosity. There's lots of curiosity in this book, as opposed to...
What do we think of... So, obviously, they kiss. Mm. Before their big kiss at the end, they have a little kiss where, like, they're like, let's just see. Mm. Let's just see if we feel anything.
And Ari's like, no, don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, I lied.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I was reading that scene, and I was like, Dante's being really pushy. I was like, I'm kind of uncomfortable because of how, quite forceful Dante is being, and like not in a nice way, but like
I don't remember that dynamic.
Like, I read it like that quite a lot. Like, he was just like, come on, please, and he was like, let's just try it once.
I remember it was a bit of pressure.
Like, there's a lot of I felt that pressure in it. But then also one of the things that I really liked about it was that it became obvious, and it became like both of the characters knew that Dante wanted to kiss boys, and also was kind of into Ari from like the year that they spent apart when they were like writing letters. But Ari didn't feel weird about it, like the friendship didn't change.
Volumes.
Yeah,
he was like, and that felt really good. Next thing,
It's funny. Like, there was a definite period before Dante goes away where every time, or like a couple of times, Ari sees Dante's body or something, he's like, he's beautiful. Like, he's stunning.
He washes him when he's ill.
He washes him when he's ill. Yeah, because Ari does, like, have these moments of being like, oh, Dante's so beautiful. Dante's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And, like, all of this, but...
He doesn't get it.
Like, a lot of the things in him aren't clicking. But kind of what I was saying was, like, when they're at the point where Dante is, like, very, you know... I want to kiss you, Ari. Mm. And Ari's like, nah. Ari's just like, he gets on with it. He's not like, I can't be friends with you because you like me and that makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, he doesn't do that.
He's not homophobic.
Thing. No.
But he's not weirded out by the fact, because I'd be weirded out if I had a very close friendship with a guy and the guy was like, I really fucking fancy you. I'd be weirded out by that, and I'd back away. Whereas Ari doesn't. But then maybe it's... They have a weird relationship,
though, does he?
They do have a weird relationship where Ari like gets hot and cold. Like,
he
has a lot of mood swings when it comes. But you then realize he's having all of these mood swings because he's actually in love with Dante. Like, he doesn't.
But also, Dante, other than that kiss thing, doesn't seem particularly pushy towards, like, he's not like, Ari, love me.
Yeah,
you know, he's like,
until right at the end where Dante's like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, he was like, no, I've been. And Dante's like, no, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a cute...
The climax is such a classic rom-com climax, and I didn't think that I would ever fall for a rom-com climax before. But it was just... It was
Hannah has been climaxing.
So much. But it's like... Oh, it's so perfect. It's the classic, like, two people, they're meant to be together. One person realises their feelings first, tells the other person. The other person freaks out and it's like, no, treats the other person like shit because they're like pushing back against their true feelings. The other person then goes, I'm in love with you, but I'm really sorry, you treat me like shit, I can't do this anymore, goodbye. And that's when the other person goes, oh fuck, like, I actually love you. And then that was like the whole, like, in the desert on that final scene where they're like, where Ari's like, no, I have to tell you, like, I actually, like, I want to kiss you. And then Dante's like, no, don't mess with my emotions, I've taken enough shit from you. And then they, like, kiss, and then, oh my god, it's so beautiful.
I
was, like, reading it in the tube station, crying. I'm having
a realisation about my own life where I think I've watched a lot of those, and then I always feel like I'm stuck in the bit where I'm like, I like you, and they're like, I don't like you, and I'm like, but you will. Just wait for scene three.
I just feel like a lot of YA, they meet at the beginning, they kiss at the beginning, and then it documents the relationship.
Yeah.
So this was, you're right, this was a rom-com.
Yeah.
And, but it, where they get together in the end.
I prefer it for them to get together towards the beginning. I want to have all the relationships.
Never happy.
She is never happy, is he, English women?
No, I'm never happy with any
books. You want the beginning, the end, the middle, where?
I don't know, I've had half a Stella.
My last question. Oh. I don't know if we've already answered this.
We can but talk it about
says, it. Have you ever met Ari and Dante before, in other books or in real life?
That's a great question.
I know,
Lena,
I thought
you're
so
good at this. We should make this an official book club.
I feel like we could even share it with other people on the internet.
Oh my god.
That's a great idea, guys. I've never met anyone like Aristotle or Dante. I'm going to say that straight out.
Oh, also, I forgot to say at the beginning, I love the fact that the kind of the reason that they're friends, and when they meet at the pool, which is also a very, like, sexy area to me, I was like, this is very sexually charged.
They're already in speedos.
Teenage boys.
Was because
naked.
They both have these philosopher timeless names that everybody thinks are ridiculous and outlandish and old. And they have these, like, really traditional that names, even though they're acting out a really, like, untraditional lifestyle.
They bonded over their names. That's, like, how they became friends.
Mm. Yeah. It's cute. It's
and
cute.
Also Dante teaching Ari how to swim.
Mm. Do I know anyone? I feel like if anyone knows someone like Dante.
I taught Melanie how to swim.
What does it mean?
Oh, my God.
I ship it.
You also went to see a porn shoot together.
Think how much your couple channel would make.
I know.
Think of the dollars.
God, queer baiting, left, right, and centre.
Have I met an Ari or a Dante? But like we said, we're very much a Dante.
Mm. I'm a Dante in relationships, but I'm an Ari in my life. Mm. So like, in terms of, because to me, a Dante in a relationship is, gets involved very emotionally, very fast, and can express that relatively well and relatively succinctly.
Yeah.
Whereas Ari in a relationship is withheld and doesn't know how they feel and takes time and tries to be logical and stuff. Whereas a Dante is like I'm giving myself to you. Like, I feel all these things and here's all the things I feel, but I'm happy knowing that at least I know how I feel. Kind of.
I think my boyfriend is a Dante in a relationship and an Ari in real life.
Interesting.
Why are you different? Do you not have relationships in real life? How are
no,
you
but
leading
I
these
do
double
think,
and I don't get it?
I do think he is a very different one-on-one with me than he is.
I definitely behave differently when I'm around people I'm romantically involved with. But not differently, but like the way that I feel like I don't have any control over what's happening.
Actually,
I always
maybe,
say like
yeah,
I'm on a roller coaster and it's just gone off the edge.
Yeah.
And I'm just lifting my arms up like, here we go. Like that's how I feel in relationships.
Drowning. I'm trying to think if I know any Aries or Dante. I think maybe my man is an Ari. Maybe
I think your man
just because Ari can open up with Dante. Ari is different around Dante.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we had this big... Hannah had a Eurovision party.
Yeah.
On Saturday. And me... I don't know if you remember this, but me, you, and your boy had a big discussion your kitchen.
Oh, God.
Do you remember this? About whether he was a Ravenclaw with a Hufflepuff side.
Yes!
And he was absolutely adamant that he was fully Ravenclaw.
No, he doesn't know anything.
But he was absolutely
to
adamant.
To clarify, the boy that I'm dating knows
fully Aristotle.
Like Harry Potter.
Yeah, he is fully Aristotle. He's fully logical and thinking. And even, and I used the
but
example
he's in love
of,
with Hannah. He's
I was like, what if, I was like, what if I wronged Hannah in some way?
Oh, yes,
yeah. And I was like, would drive you? The disrespect to Hannah because you love Hannah, or the fact that I'd done something wrong and morally you have a real sense of right and wrong?
Principles.
Yeah, your principles. Would it be your principles or would it be your love for Hannah? And he was always like, principles. But I don't think that's real. I think in real life his love for Hannah would do an Ari.
And fucking save me from getting hit by a truck.
Yes! This
yeah,
is
which
what
isn't logical. Which
yeah,
is not logical.
Or go and beat up the person who beat you up in this context,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, this
there
is
we
a
go. We have met an Ari.
Tangent.
My
yeah.
boyfriend is an Ari.
Yeah.
Don't know how that makes me feel.
I think that's a great thing. I
mean,
think Ari's a great character.
It seems to end well. I think it's interesting that Ari's mum and dad, like, there's a point where Ari is like, are you two suited? He's just like, mum, is it hard being married to dad? And she's like, no, it's fine. And I was just thinking, like, what would Aristotle and Dante look like if they, like, they grow old together and you meet them as a couple?
Aww.
You'd be like, how are you guys?
Like,
how does this work?
What is going on?
I say the majority of couples I meet, I think, how the fuck do you, how are you together?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Couples, there's something unseen, not understood, that unites people in ways that we do not understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've briefly mentioned it a few times, but should we talk about the accident? Seeing as one of Ari's rules is we don't talk about the accident, so I think we should talk about the accident.
Do you think the accident is a metaphor for like other things they don't speak about?
The fact that they're in love
like
with each other—it's
like blood brothers, isn't it? It's like you're bound by death, or like the meeting, and like the fact that his family is then like you're always welcome in our family, and like
yeah. For those who haven't read it, Dante nearly gets hit by a car
because he's trying to save a bird.
He's trying to save a bird in the middle of the street, and Ari pushes him out the way and saves Dante's life and almost dies himself, basically. Mm-hmm. Like he ends up with like two broken legs and.
But it's the thing that makes Ari deeply uncomfortable is that. People keep saying to him,
"You're a hero.
You're a hero. You're selfless, and you care so much about Dante. Yeah. It's that you care so much about
because
Dante."
Because also,
it
he like
them out.
Ari like doesn't remember the accident, and they're like, "You must have acted so quick." Like, because
people don't just throw themselves in front of cars. He's always being told, and it's like, I don't know. In that instance, maybe they do,
but it must have been an instinctive, like, ridiculously quick reaction.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't have had time to think about it. And like we were saying, like, if Ari's the classical, like, theorist who's the thinker and not the feeler, like Dante, then in that one moment, logic doesn't mean anything to Ari. And actually, the thing that is his overriding driving force is his love for Dante, which he's not aware of yet.
Mm.
And so that's why I think he just, like, refuses to talk about the accident. Because to him, it's, like, the biggest piece of evidence of the fact that actually he is driven by emotion.
Oh, and also he's someone who doesn't like to be in the spotlight. Ari just wants to blend at least at this point in time. As we say, he's a loner. He feels like
Dante is his
kind of wants
friend.
To be his own in his own world, and it's drawing attention to him, and people are paying him loads of attention and trying to understand him and like assess why he did it. And there's definitely that dynamic of Ari being like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be alone again. I don't want all this
like,
attention.
I feel like it's his sexuality and it's quite private, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people just don't want to, you know, be like...
But even in the same way that, like, yeah, people who save people are like, you're a hero, how do you feel being a hero? And they're like, I don't feel any different because I didn't do it to be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
I did it because it needed doing and I did it.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
It's very logical.
I have one last question. Okay. Might not be the last one, but it's another question that we haven't asked yet. What are the secrets of the universe?
I didn't quite understand that. I feel like I'm being a bit of an idiot.
I think the point is that the secrets of the universe are, like, unknowable. Is that the thing? I don't know, yeah.
You have a point.
That wasn't the main takeaway.
So what then. I got from it is that the secrets of the universe are, like, knowing yourself and being true to yourself.
That's the place to start.
Because
and I say, hey,
okay.
What kind of day? Sorry.
Don't apologize for Arthur.
Arthur
and DW discover the secrets of the universe.
Except they're not having any romantic relationship.
Related. Oh, okay.
I mean, how do you make more aardvarks in a world where there's only other kinds of animal?
Like, yeah, do you reckon they all cross-pollinate and create
really
weird animals?
Where are all of the incestuous children in Arthur? Anyway,
okay.
I feel like we're getting off topic.
That's a bit of a tangent. The secrets of the universe. Like, Ari throughout the book keeps on being like, what are they? How do I understand the universe? Like there's that keeps happening. And then at the end, he's like, oh, I get it now. And it's when he's, like, accepted himself, and it's when he, like... understands himself.
I don't remember that. Maybe I've just blanked out.
It's
all the
like happening
of the
like throughout
talk.
The whole thing because he like reckons that Dante's got it sussed out. He's like, Dante knows.
Yeah, no,
because
you're
Dante's
right.
So comfortable
Dante
with himself,
it,
and Dante knows himself so well. And that's what I think it is. The secrets of the universe is like once you like if you don't know yourself well, and if you don't understand where you're coming from, and you're not happy with yourself. Then the rest of the world won't make any sense to you.
Yeah.
And so then once you kind of like, you're like, ah, oh, I get me, and I like me, and I can, I understand how to communicate who I am to other people.
Yeah.
Then everything else is like, ah, oh, I get it, the secrets of the universe. Ah, oh, not secrets anymore. I understand all of you.
I think it's
that's
also
what I,
like
that's what I thought it was.
That they go out in the truck and they sit under the stars. Like Ari's adamant that that's what he needs to do. And anything bad is happening, he's like, I need to go and sit under the stars.
Yeah,
I like that's where they
noise
really start
pollution.
Like acting. Yeah,
yeah.
They start
like, no, it's
acting
light pollution.
On what they really want is like under the universe.
Yeah,
not,
it feels
not
like
not
that's
city.
Where his honesty is.
Yeah,
like in that space. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what, though? If this had a different title and a different cover, I'd be 10 times more likely to read it.
Man, this cover slays me. It's beautiful.
No, I'm not really understand into that. Isn't it funny? I thought, like, stuff like covers and, like, art and stuff was kind of unanimously agreed upon.
It's taste, man. Taste.
Yeah, it's all taste.
Do you know how many cover meetings I've been in a publishing house where people are literally about to kill each other because they're like, this is shit! And it's like, no, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Fuck you! It's not quite like that, but that's what they're saying with their middle class eyes.
You're imagining that scene in Mean Girls where everyone just, like, is, like,
yeah, but in person it's like, oh, I think you might be wrong.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of a simple, nice graphically designed cover, and this is a noisy,
flat. Give me the
Photos, bits of design.
The colours aren't very bold.
No, don't really like the colours.
Anyway, they were just like
lots of you're hurting the book's feelings, guys. Yeah. I think it's beautiful,
but book itself. Would we have sex with this book?
Oh,
can we move on to that?
Oh yeah, I'd have like first love teenage sex with this book.
I'd definitely have sex with this book. This book was hot.
I'd have ever after sex with this book. Definitely in a truck.
Yeah, in a truck underneath the stars.
Yeah. Naked in just your tennis shoes.
While stoned.
Can we have a begging book club road trip to this desert?
We have to go all the way to Texas.
Meet up.
We have somebody to pay for it.
Spawn us.
Consider the state of Texas spawn
us for our homosexual road trip.
Three straight white women. What? Nothing to do with Mexico.
And like making America great potentially has.
Oh my god. Making America great potentially.
Would not bang America right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Banging Book Club. I have been Lena Norms, and this is Hannah Witten and Lucy Moon.
Hello.
Come and follow us on Twitter, or even better, you can follow the Banging Book Club on Twitter at Banging Book Club.
So much better than our personal Twitters.
And also, all related to Banging Book Club. So if you only like or Banging Book Club, you hate sex. Us three. Banging Book Club Twitter is the one to
follow. You're all here for the sex, really. Let's be real. We would love it if you would leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoyed it. On our Twitter, you can also find the reading list. Next month, we are reading
The Game
by Neil Strauss.
Not to be confused with The Rules of the Game, because Neil Strauss is a money bleeder and Rit, a sequel that kind of looks like the first one.
Did you just say Rit?
You just said Rit. It's a bit cov. It's become really a bit cov. Like, also, do you ever say yous when you're addressing like a group of people?
Yeah, no.
Or yous.
It's a northern thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Because I said it the other day and everyone was like, what are you?
No,
but then maybe it's because I work in a ridiculously southern office.
No, anyway. It's a northern thing though.
Yous.
But yeah.
So, you guys.
It's called The Game. It's not called The Rules of the Game.
Or whatever other spin-off you find.
Yeah. It's about pickup artists. And we're really excited to read it, aren't we, team?
I'm actually really pumped to read it.
I think this is what I've heard about it going in. And I feel like listeners should know too, but also do your own research. But from my understanding, Neil Strauss went undercover into like pickup artist society. And the idea of The Game was to write a book, kind of like a documentary in a book about this world, undercovering it. But actually, you know the whole like intent versus impact thing?
Yeah.
The impact of this book is that people literally use it as a guide on how to pick up women.
And multi-layered morals. That's what I like.
There was the quote. Shall we read it? Don't worry,
we don't need to review this book because Russell Brand has for us.
So
I'd like to say Russell Brand circa 2006 or something.
Also, this is actually on...
Yeah, we still want to be friends with the Russell Brand.
I like to think he regrets it now. especially as he is now being treated for sex addiction.
Yeah. Russell Brand actually... The quote from Russell Brand is on the cover of The Rules of the Game, which is Neil Strauss's like follow-up book. And the quote is... And I can't... There we go. Neil Strauss's writing turned me from a desperate wallflower into a wallflower who can talk women into sex. So that's a
talk good... Talk women
thanks
into
Thanks, Russell
sex.
Brand.
Not even have sex with women.
So
persuade them.
Yeah, for any of our misogynistic listeners who are just here for the ride, this is the book for you.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You never know. I'm curious.
I am very curious. I feel like it's going to be... Men are from Mars, women from Venus, but like 10 years later, but one-sided.
I think it's important to go there. Have you watched Lacey Green's video?
No. I need to.
About getting to know anti-feminists.
Need to do that.
Oh man, let's watch it. We're watching it. Bye guys, we need to go and watch this. Watch Lacey Green's video on it, it's really good. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in our next one. Bye!
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.